everyone. It's Grace. I just started recording in the middle of a conversation because I wanted everybody to hear about what we're talking about for some reason. I asked Lauren if she saw the eclipse, and if so, how much of it they got.
Okay, so it was, you know, obviously not totality, but it was pretty cool. It was actually really funny because, like, my optics professor, which is basically, like, physics for the eye, she came outside and she was showing us, like, how to, like, pinhole it. So she put a piece of paper behind another, and she was like, oh, look at it. There's a change. It was so funny. But then you have, like, a bunch of optometry students. You're like, oh, I hope I don't get solar, blah, blah, blah. I hope I don't get any retinal damage. But
well, I know. I think that's what was funny to me about it is, like, that you are a student of the eye. And so it's funny that, like, everybody is making these jokes about the eye stuff. And I'm like, Lauren will get this.
I never felt more prominent.
Yeah, right? It was made for you. I was going to say that the I know, like, my parents got, like, nearly the I know my parents got nearly the whole thing, the full eclipse. They sent, like, pictures and videos, and so did my brother. And even my brother, who, like, I wouldn't think would care at all, was like, that was actually super cool. And so I was feeling very left out, actually, being down in North Carolina. I was the only one who we didn't get, like, it got, the sky got, like, a little bit dark. But one thing that I saw later on Twitter that I knew it was weird, but I don't know, I'm stupid. So I didn't fucking, it didn't process for me that as I was walking out of my school, because my professor let us out a couple minutes early, specifically to see the eclipse. And fucking helicopters.
I can't hear it. You're good. Don't worry. No, I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can definitely hear that since they're apparently landing right outside my window. But as I was walking through, there's like a little like pathway through this little shaded area, like with trees outside of my law school, that I happened to park in a weird spot today. So I walked through it. And I thought it was weird that on the ground through the trees, or like the shadows of the trees were like, or the light like coming through the trees was like weirdly shaped. Like it was like, I don't know how to explain it. Like it looked like little like half circles. And I didn't realize until I got on Twitter afterwards that that's like a thing. Like that's part of it. Like the way that the light comes through, you can see like the like eclipse itself. So I did appreciate it as I was walking by. I was just like, oh, that's fun. I'm stupid. So I was like, huh, that looks weird today. That's nice how the sun is coming through the trees today. I bet it has nothing to do with the fact that there's a solar eclipse happening right now.
Nothing.
Yeah. But very cool.
But you will never see a nerdier group than like 60 of the optometry students. Well, first of all, everybody's taking pictures with each other. Everybody's like pictures with the glasses. Like I walked around taking 0.5s of all my friends.
That's awesome.
Glasses, because it's just so funny.
That is so. Did you see the picture of my parents?
No.
Here, I'll show you the picture I posted on Twitter because they're just so. It's just like the cutest little picture. Wait. yeah, so we didn't really get it. It was just like I said, like slightly dark, and then I saw the weird lights through the trees. But I'm really jealous, like of where my parents were in Maine was like almost perfectly in the path, and like the fact that they got like it got dark, like pretty dark. He said it wasn't, my brother said it wasn't like nighttime, but like pretty dark, and it got way colder. Like the temperature dropped something like 10 degrees
it,
or something.
It did.
And it did it?
Like, yeah, so we didn't, I mean, it was close for us, I'd say, in Worcester. But like you could tell like every three or four minutes or so, like it got a little darker and then a little darker. And then you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a little cold. Wait, why is it so cold? And then you're like, oh yeah, because I'm not supposed to look at the sun because, you know, some big thing's happening today, I guess. But yeah, so that was, it was really an interesting experience.
That's not as bad as when I was walking, like I said, back from the law school into the parking garage. And I was like, I really thought it would get darker. I thought it'd get colder. And all of a sudden I was like, wow, it did actually get a little bit colder. It's because I had walked into the parking garage. Like, I'm a fucking dumbass, you know, like what? And then of course I realized it like immediately. I was like, Grace, you're in the parking garage. But like, you stupid bitch, what the fuck?
No, it's fine. You just donated your brain cells to me today.
I did. And I hope that it worked. As you all know, Lauren had her exam. So everyone gives snaps and love because she's finished with it now.
Everyone pray.
Pray.
That's my final midterm. And then in about 9 days, my final start.
That's so fucking stupid. My final start in about 9 days. So that's hell. Oh, and
I have 7 finals. How many finals do you have, Grace?
How
does that work?
I chose classes that... I chose 2 classes that don't have finals. So that's good, but then I'm realizing my last thing for one of them is due on Wednesday. And then I have to, like, redo a bunch of stuff, but...
You get to choose your classes?
For upper level, you have to take a certain number of bar classes.
Mm-hmm.
Classes that are tested on, or like subjects that are tested on the bar. Your first year, you don't have any choice. It's the same classes mm-hmm. everywhere. And then the upper level, you also have to do writing requirements, and those don't typically have exams. But I've finished those last semester. Mm-hmm. My order has been picked up from Japan Express. Let's go. Cannot wait. For those of you who don't know, I just ordered, and I was telling Lauren that I really wanted white sauce. You know, like, for those of you who know what white sauce is, often comes with, like, Japanese food or sometimes Chinese food. And I really wanted that. So I couldn't find, though, any menu for any restaurant that just, like where you order on DoorDash where it, like, came up that you could add white sauce. So Lauren suggested I just type in white sauce. And so I did, and I did find a place that has it on their menu. And I added 10. They were 25 cents each, so I added 10. So now it's going to be fun to see how many they actually send, because they probably will think that it's a mistake. I swear to God, if I open it and there's only one, I'm suing.
I don't, I feel like you would, I think they'd have to give you 10. I would give you 10. You paid for 10.
Yeah. Give me the 10.
Did you just buy the white sauce?
No, I also ordered fried rice. That'd be hilarious, though.
That would be good. That would be really good.
At any rate, hi everyone. It's a hockey podcast. Believe it or not, we are here nearly at the end of the season. There are 4 games left for the Bruins. Playoffs start on April 20th, also my brother's birthday. Things are weird. Things are shaping up in a way that I don't think many of us anticipated.
Go back to my preseason predictions and you'll see this is exactly how I drew it up.
What has turned into an absolute dumpster fire of a chase for the last spot in the East, or really the last 2 spots, because technically the third spot in the Metro could go to anybody. And I've seen a lot of commentary on people not liking the system as it is, because what's going to end up happening is the Boston Bruins, let's say we finish at the top of our division, we're going to play probably the second. No, because I don't think we're going to beat the Rangers for our record. Hopefully not, or also win the President's Trophy. But we would play the first best wild card, who in this case is probably going to be the Lightning. We are playing a significantly better opponent than are the Hurricanes, who will be playing whoever ends up being that third team in the Metro. The Hurricanes are now second in the Metro, so they would be playing that bottom of the barrel.
Islanders?
Potentially the Islanders. Could be the Caps. It's looking like it's no longer going to be the Flyers.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Do you like the format, Grace? Like, do you actually, like...
I mean, you know, they've been doing this now for a couple years since we added teams. I don't dislike it. I think you... On the one hand, I might rather you just do the top four in each division. Mm-hmm. If we're going to have this many teams make the playoffs, do the top four in each division. Alternatively, I don't know. Because, like, I don't know that I... Go ahead.
I say we just have a free-for-all, and it's just the top teams, period. I don't care. I think the best team should be playing no matter what. The fact that there is... Let me look at this right now. The fact that the Lightning have clinched, right? Mm-hmm. With 93 points. And the third spot in the Metro is at 85 points right now.
Yeah.
Is stupid. It's right. Dumb.
So if we're going to keep the divisions... I mean, all of this is said with us keeping the divisions. The alternative is to go back to what we used to do, which is just the conferences, you know, East and West, which I would be okay with that. I mean, because then let's say you take the top. I don't think that you need fucking 16, but you know, maybe a few less, and just do it by that. Because then you're right. Then in that case, it'd be a lot. All these terrible Metro teams that are failing upwards and desperately sucking on the 1 yard line. We wouldn't be having this conversation, and it wouldn't matter. Christian. That said, we are pretty confidently, knock on wood, could change, confidently the top spot in the Atlantic. And that it pretty much guarantees us playing the Lightning, because they're going to be the top wild card spot unless the Maple Leafs lose every single one of their next games and the Lightning win every single one. But there's no world, I don't think, in which that happens. So, look, as long as we don't win the President's Trophy, I'm cool being number one and playing the Lightning. Lauren, how do you feel about playing the Lightning?
Iffy, because Vasilevsky gets hot during the playoffs. But, I mean, it's not like... Shut up. It's not like it's impossible. It's not like it's an impossible team. Like, it's not like they've shown us anything that's like... There's nothing that makes me worry about them like more than I would any other team. So, if anything, I'd rather play them or then play like a team like Toronto, just because I don't want to deal with Toronto fans.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't particularly dislike Lightning fans, and
honestly, I don't think I really know many.
I follow a few on Twitter.
Like, I
follow a few on Twitter.
Nobody that I like talk to.
Yeah, that's fair. But I will say that, like,
did you get my Amazon package?
I have a bunch of Amazon packages right now that I haven't got, or not just packages in general that I haven't picked up. The mail store is closed, or the package room is closed now, but.
Just an FYI.
Okay. I'm excited. Yeah, thank you to everybody who did send me stuff for my birthday. It was really very sweet. I loved everything. And I'm trying to send messages to everybody who sent something, but a couple of them didn't have people's names or only put their first name. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of you I know only as your handle. So, but very kind.
I can't wait for my thank you.
You're not getting one. Oh, okay. My order is here. Right now, let's take our guesses. How many white sauce packets are there going to be?
I'm going to say they gave you.
You're going 10?
I'm going to say they gave you 11.
All right. I'm about to go get it and we will see. Hold on. Hold, please. I hope you're all as invested in this as I am.
Oh, I'm so excited.
No, it's my food. So why would you be? Okay, the bags are getting smaller. This is the bag. Do you want to readjust your...
Oh my god.
Okay, so they're not in the form that I was expecting. They're in these. Which...
Oh!
But, all right, let's see. One. Two. Three. Four. Five.
Let's see how high she can count.
Ha ha! Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. They did give me exactly 10. They also gave me 2 spoons. Well, not bad, Japan Express. Don't know how good it's going to be, but let's find out. Oh, they didn't even put any vegetables in my fried rice.
Oh, boo.
It's kind of weird, yeah. I spurted white sauce. Oh, did not like the way that came out. No.
No.
Redacted. Sorry about that, y'all. I hope all of you have been able to eat recently so that Lauren and I aren't just making you hungry with our talk about our food. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This is too much white sauce. This is more than I possibly need.
No, but you can keep it for the next time. I don't know.
True.
You can drink it.
Ew.
The fuck? Are we turning this into like a mukbang now?
That's why I'm like, that's what it is at this point.
I love what this podcast has turned into over the past few months.
Look, you all listen.
You follow us. You should expect this. Also, I think Lauren brought up a good point, not me. I'm not talking about myself in third person. Our friend Lauren from Twitter, one of them, she was like, I had tweeted something about hearing the cops, like watching the cops go by my window. And she was like, I can always hear them on the podcast. And I was like, shit, like, I hope people don't listen to us while they're driving. Because the intro to No Body, No Crime gets me every time, so I'm like, oh my god, they're just driving and they
that is a good point, actually.
Yeah, so sorry, it's not my fault. You should call Worcester and get them to lower their crime. Yeah.
Get them to lower their crime. Just run for mayor. Does Worcester have a mayor?
I don't know what Worcester has. Worcester has crime. That's it. Worcester has cops, a train at 2 a.m. that wakes me up every morning. And then, yeah, that's it.
And an iSchool.
And 10 schools. Maybe 14.
There are many schools in Worcester.
Like a million. It's ridiculous.
All right.
It also makes me feel old. But whatever. We're talking hockey, right? We talk about hockey, yes.
On the sometimes.
Podcast. Occasionally.
I will say, oh, Lauren, what were your thoughts on that motherfucker who I guess is on a Sens podcast, tweeted at a known Sens reporter. What's her name? Megan Shaga,
I think. Oh.
His initial tweet was in response to her. That she tweeted about the NCAA women's basketball Final Four. And some guy on a Sens podcast who, how about you stick to hockey, you stupid bitch? That's to that guy, not to anybody else, but said, like, made some comment, like, can't even name players, like, nobody cares about women's basketball. That was his gist.
Was that Bobby Ryan?
It was Bobby Ryan, a former irrelevant NHL player. Well,
speaking of, I think this is funny. So I looked up his name because I was going to try to see if I could find the tweet, but I'm pretty sure it's gone. But someone tweeted, if you were all true Eclipse fans, you would be able to name 5 to 7 previous eclipses. I bet Bobby Ryan could.
good.
His bio is also the best looking third of Coming in Hot podcast, which is okay.
Well, he's no longer on that podcast.
Yeah, he has been removed from said podcast.
Well deserved, which, ask me.
Brought in a lot of comments. Yeah, it was just a weird, I think the initial tweet was weird enough, and then he doubled down on it.
Oh, he would not stop fighting
random people on Twitter, and like, you know, he's like, Twitter's not a real place, like, blah 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 blah. And then what is he also he tweeted something like that this other reporter for The Athletic, Chris Johnston, like, screenshotted before it was deleted. And it was like, guys, holy hell, relax. It's 843 and it's 843. He just didn't put a time thing on it.
It's 843
and I want to go home and pretend like women's sports are a thing. And so it's just really weird because like, why? What women's athlete hurt you so badly?
Yeah, for real. Like, he had a girlfriend on the basketball team.
Yeah, like who? Why? There's just no reason for it.
Yeah, and it's been strange to see as, you know, women's sports have continued to grow. This like vehement pushback from men that almost appear to be like threatened by it. Like, even men who don't play sports and just watch sports, you know, are like trying so hard to relegate women's sports to a status below that of men's. Like, who are you defending that for? Like, why does it matter if a women's sport is becoming more popular or more mainstream? What frightens you about that? Are you that uncomfortable in your masculinity and that uncomfortable in the sports that have historically been popular already? It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, who are you mad at for this?
I think what I find funny is, remember, like, I'm sure you've been asked this before, like, oh yeah, you're a Bruins fan? Like, name five players. Like, okay, so now we're gonna do that, but now instead of trying to prove that a woman isn't a fan of men's sports, now you also need to prove that women's sports get no acknowledgments and that women can't watch these sports and women don't watch these sports. Like, as if the Stanley Cup Finals last year was successful at all.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny because why do you women have to continuously prove themselves to try to be fans of now their own, you know, genders sports.
Yeah, and why? I honestly just think that hockey fans are in no fucking place to talk at all, because that it is already more successful than your sport. Women's, in this case, let's say basketball, college basketball, the WNBA, those are already more popular than your sport. There are not that many hockey fans in the country, or anywhere for that matter. We are the smallest of the big four. Now we've been edged out by MLS. Like, you are not in a place to be talking about the popularity of other sports when your sport has been advertising and marketing to only the same 150 white guys. I think I've said it before, whose asses have half melted into their recliners since the 70s. Like, yeah. The NHL has pushed so hard to not include other people, and it remains very, very small and unpopular. And yet you want to act like now this popular women's sport is suddenly infringing upon your popularity. Your popularity doesn't exist. NHL popularity doesn't exist. People don't watch hockey. If we marketed better, they could, but we don't. And I don't mean we, but I mean like hockey fans in general tend to be assholes and not inclusive.
Bro, all I'm saying, if you put me in charge of the NHL, I feel like I could get some fucking people to watch. Like, it can't be that hard. All you have to do is, you know, appreciate the people who already watch you and find a way to increase your viewership by not, you know, being assholes. And they just can't do that. They struggle so hard to move on from what hockey used to be. And they're trying to, I don't know, refurbish it now and bring it back. And it's not the same game that you want. It's not gonna be someone going into the crowd and beating a fan up with a shoe. Like, that's just not gonna happen anymore. It's just so stupid. And to be told, like, continuously, you're not a fan, you're not a fan. And also, it takes away from the people who just like to watch sports. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, I like baseball. I like the Red Sox. Do I know? Shut up. Do I know more than a few players on the Red Sox? No, I don't. Because I don't watch it religiously. But I like to watch it. I'm not a, you know, the Bruins are my thing. No. Clearly. But, like,
do you like hockey? Just
sit down. Sometimes. I also like guys, if you didn't know. But you can just sit down and watch a sport and like it and not have to get personally involved. Like, you don't have to sit here and watch Caitlin Clark and be like, oh, yeah, I really like her. You could just sit there and be like, wow, these are really good athletes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and I mean, you know what? While we're on the subject of NHL popularity, the one thing that made everybody on Twitter across the sports world, and even people who don't watch a lot of sports, turn their heads and pay attention for a brief moment. Do you know what I'm about to say?
I have no idea.
The New York Rangers played the New Jersey Devils.
Oh.
And 2 seconds, immediately puck drop, and you could tell they knew it was, the ref was like saying don't do it. They were going to do it. Puck drops. It's a full 5-on-5 line brawl. This comes from, my friends were asking me about this. This mostly stems from Matt Rempe, who also, I interchangeably call him Rempe and Rempe. Do you know which one it is?
I'm pretty sure it's Rempe.
Okay. Regardless, Matt Rempe in the last time he was in the game, and the Rags played the Devils, he had a very bad hit that got him suspended for, like, I think it was like 4 to 6 games against somebody on the Devils. I'm going to be honest, I don't remember who it was. That got him suspended. It was a bad hit. He needs to learn. All true. He's fucking like 19, or he might be like 21, I think. regardless, there's this whole line brawl. Three players from each team get game misconducts and thrown out of the game. Lauren, what were your thoughts?
I would much prefer something like that happen, and it's, you know, kind of, it, you know, transfers over from the last game, mm-hmm. and then it's over, right? You fight, they're out, it's over. Rather than what I think happens a lot with the Panthers, where something happens, they don't agree with it, and then all they're doing is still playing dirtier and dirtier and dirtier, and then it's like, you know, it doesn't end, because then they do something to your player, and now you're pissed about it.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's just a never-ending cycle. So I'd much rather that happen. However, you're creating, like, this false, like, view of the sport, because now, like, people who wouldn't pay attention are like, oh, fighting happens all the time. Like, they just start fighting off the draw, and it's like, no, they don't. Like, no.
You know, it is interesting. Like, and we've said that about the fighting and policing yourselves. That's all fine with me. And this, you're right, I think was the way to go about it, instead of, you know, trying to injure Matt Rempe, trying to injure anybody else. It is funny when I take a step back and think of, like, hockey. And obviously now that we're fans and we've been watching really our whole life, but from the outside looking in, it's fucking weird that we let them fight. Like, for those of you who maybe don't watch as much hockey, can you imagine the next time you watch the Celtics game, like, Jason Tatum squaring up with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and the refs just circle around and let it happen? Like, hockey, this is weird. And the other weird thing about hockey that I'll never understand, and personally I think is still our stupidest rule, is that, oh yeah, you're going to get 2 minutes for that, but if the guy starts bleeding, you're going to get four. Like, that's fucking stupid. Like, who knows what? I don't know. I think that that's a stupid rule, but, like, it's hard to explain those things to somebody who doesn't watch hockey, because it feels so not – it does make hockey unique, but it's so, like, not typical of sports that we usually watch.
If I was an athlete, like, say, if I get, like, high-sticked near my mouth or something, mm-hmm. I'm definitely, like, biting the corner of my mouth and trying to get another
Yeah,
treatment.
Right?
Like, right? Like, self-inflicted.
That's what I was honestly thinking so about funny. This the other day, like, there's no way somebody hasn't tried, like, fake blood, like, capsules. Like, it's got to be something that somebody has tried.
Some theater major that somehow made it in the hockey world?
Yeah, that made it to the NHL.
So, like, I don't know, Luke Hughes. I feel like that would be the guy.
Yo, go blue.
Sorry, bro.
Well, speaking of the Devils, Lauren, yeah. Stanley Cup champion.
Shut are
certainly not going to make the playoffs.
I'm gonna jump.
You know, they had a year last year. This year, they fired Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff wasn't the problem, apparently.
The problem is they just don't know how to. They don't have a culture yet. I really firmly believe that they're just a bunch of kids just going out and playing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's like the Sabres.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, Sabres also not making the playoffs. But right now, as things stand, let me give you the exacts. In the East, Bruins, Panthers, Leafs are the top three teams in the Atlantic. Top three teams in the Metro are the Rags, the Canes, and the Islanders. Because why not? And
totally on topic. But we should make a all goals, no misses, like, bracket challenge.
Oh, yeah, we should. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what they, that's why I would, I put me in charge of the NHL. I would be fine.
Stop.
My one idea.
It's a great one, though.
Thanks. I tried really hard.
But, and the wild cards are definitively the Lightning. And still fighting for both that third spot that the Islanders hold and the wild card. In the Atlantic, technically, the Red Wings are the only team in the Atlantic that could potentially get that wild card spot. But otherwise, in the Metro, it's just a shit show between the Islanders, the Penguins, the Capitals, and the Flyers. All
it's fucking so around. Funny.
For that because, third spot.
How are you going to tell me that the Islanders are going to make the playoffs right now? How are you going to say that to me?
And they're going to make it with 85. Right now they have 85 points. They're separated from the Hurricanes by 20 points in the standings. It's 105 down to 85. That is awful.
Also, talk more numbers. Carolina also has a plus 58 goal differential, and the Islanders have a minus 23.
That's awesome. That's fucking hilarious. I mean, I hate it because I do kind of feel bad for the Red Wings that they're clinging. Their only hope is that wild card spot.
I don't feel bad.
The Pens and, okay, I don't hate the Wings, but the Pens.
I hate one man.
I also hate that one man. I will say that the Capitals have been on a losing streak, including last night losing to the Ottawa Senators, who suck, and that's embarrassing. So they are on a 6-game losing streak, somehow still have 83 points, because even worse than them is the Philadelphia Flyers, who are on a 7-game losing streak, and suck.
Didn't the Blue Jackets just like piss everybody off the other night by winning or something too?
They fucking annihilated the Flyers. Well, everybody was cheering for them to do that. Like all the Islanders, okay, Penguins, and... Islanders, oh, yeah, Penguins, yeah, yeah. Caps fans, Red Wings fans.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So that I think based on their performance, they seem to be on a downward spiral, which leads me to believe that the last two spots in the East are either going to be the Pens, the Islanders, or the Red Wings. And of those three teams, two are going to get in. Guaranteed.
Okay. Who? Which one?
My guess?
What do you think? Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Penguins and the Islanders.
Okay, I'm going to go Islanders and Detroit.
I hope Detroit does. That would be my ideal. Because I like
it. It would be cool for Crosby, though.
It would be super cool. I saw a funny meme that was like everybody counting out the Penguins and then like a train just like crashing through said like Sidney Crosby's sheer force of will. It is, it's a one man. And Pens fans aren't going to like me saying that. It's a one-man show there. It's one dude who is just, like, pulling this entire team that is crashing and burning to a potential playoff spot. Whatever teams, these last two teams, I mean, they're fodder for the Rags and the Canes. They're going to be – because those are the teams they're going to play. And they're going to get absolutely wiped. And I hope that I jinx that, because I would rather see the Rangers and the Hurricanes go down. But being realistic, this is not what the Panthers were going into last season's playoffs.
Yeah. Like, no.
These are terrible teams who have somehow outdone each other's terribleness when it counts the most.
Well, yeah, and we're not talking about a team that's coming back like the Panthers last year, who like got back a lot of players who were injured. Like, we're talking about, this is basically the team as it is.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no improvements there. It's just what you get, what you see is what you get. Unless they go through, like, a major morale change, which I don't think is going to happen.
It's just a shit show, and I don't anticipate either of them making it. There's a clear separation between the Lightning, who are technically, presumably, the worst of the teams, the six teams that have clinched, and everybody else. At any rate, that was the East. Let me give you all the West, where it's not quite so disastrous and ugly. But the Central, the three top Central teams have clinched. That's the Stars, the Avs, and the Jets. And while the Jets could catch the Avs, the Stars have definitely won the division. And then in the Pacific, the Canucks and Oilers have clinched, which is pretty funny, you know, looking back on when we thought the Oilers might not even make the playoffs, you know, the beginning of the season. But the Oilers and then the Kings, the Kings and the Knights are vying for that third spot in the Pacific. But regardless, it will be one of those teams that is the third in the Pacific, and the other one will be the wild card, along with the Predators, who are guaranteed to be one of the wild cards. Maybe they'll be below the Kings, the Knights, but so your teams in the West have been decided. Those are the eight teams that are making it. Lauren, what are your thoughts on how the West has now turned out compared to the East? You know, does it frighten you as an Eastern team to see how these fucking losers in your conference are fighting for a spot, and meanwhile these eight teams have sort of, it seems, reached their peak and are hitting their stride at the right time?
I'd rather be on our side of things, to be honest, because I think their side is going to be the bloodbath that we thought that our side was going to be. Like,
yeah,
there are so many good, you know, there are all the teams that are going to the playoffs, probably besides, you know, the one, are all pretty good teams. But that one. Besides that one. That one is going to fucking win the Stanley Cup. I bet.
Yeah.
I put money on that. I'm putting money on that.
What, like the Isles?
Yeah. The Islanders are going to win the fucking Stanley Cup. But yeah, so I would rather be on our side of things. I think that they are going to fight it out over there. And, you know, I'll stand back and, you know, just try to get past the first round.
Yeah, and that is, we have a very tough, in the East, of the East, we have one of, if not the hardest matchup. Because like I said, the Canes and the Rags are going to wipe the floor with whatever two teams are sacrificed to them. And unless we can catch the Rags, which I just don't think we can. I get our points. I mean, we could. We both have four games left. If they lose a couple and we keep winning, I guess we could. But the trade-off there is that we'll play, sure, the Islanders, the Penguins, or the Red Wings, but we also win the President's Trophy again, which feels cursed. And that would suck. Or the Stars, I guess, if they keep winning too, they could win it. But right now it's looking like the Rags are going to win the President's Trophy. And I hope they do.
I hope they do.
Even though I would love to be given the gift of whatever team ends up making it as the second wild card. Then again, that didn't go so well last year. For those of you who don't remember, there was some, what was up with that fucking Cats fan that you were tweeting back and forth with? That was annoying.
Dude, as fuck. Can I read this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like it was pretty funny.
It was very funny. You did a great job.
My response was so fucking funny. I was cackling. Alessandra kind of got into it with this guy who was, I think he commented on her thing. He commented on her thing. She quoted, tweeted him, and then, you know, it was back and forth. And she like made a point to be like, if when I fight with people, like, it's just like, you know, it's like a funny little thing. Haha, I'm laughing about it.
Right.
As most of us are, because, you know, it's like normal to, I don't know, we're just chirping back and forth. It's not a big deal. But he was like, I'm not worked up. Like, but I live to be on hockey Twitter telling people the team sucks. It makes my night. And she was like, well, tonight, it's not my team that sucks because we had just beaten the Panthers. And he was like, your team has made a living off of losing overtime games this season, just saying. And then our friend Natalie posted a picture of when the Panthers lost the Stanley Cup. And he was like, where's your picture from last year's Stanley Cup? You can't use another team as your argument. That's not how this works. So Natalie posted a picture of how Florida has no Stanley Cups and the Bruins have 6. This guy, Jared, I don't know why I just announced who he was, but his name is Jared. He said, now you're learning, except 5 of them happened when the Leafs were contenders, which isn't saying much. So you get 1, as in 1 Stanley Cup. So I was like, haha, that's funny. That seems like hypocrisy. So I tweeted back, hey, Jared, you can't use another team as your argument. That's not how this works. And I think I struck a nerve here by saying absolutely nothing, because he goes, oh, really? You really thought you did something here, huh? You said another team beat you with the clown emoji, whereas I said you haven't won a cup since the 70s, but could try, sweetie. And if someone says, someone calls me a pet name, I won. I won so hard.
It's so patronizing, and men think that it doesn't just come across as you're weird and annoying, you know?
Yeah. Well, the funny part of that comment is it wasn't even me who...
Right.
That. Like, that's not me.
Oh, come on. And then when I went back and forth with him for a second, I don't even remember what I said, but I was like,
oh, you said, I bet women never find you condescending and annoying and wrong about sports. It's a good thing I don't worry about what women on Twitter think of me.
Didn't I say I didn't mean on Twitter, I meant in real life.
He said, I only care what my mom and girlfriend think of me, not somebody from Mass. And you said, I'm not from Massachusetts. Also, I was like, looking through this guy, I clicked on this guy's profile picture, and I was like, you can't pay me money to believe that a woman is dating him.
Yo, that's what I was thinking in my head. I go,
I was like, you have a mother. Your mother is not your girlfriend. Okay? Okay. Glad we could get that up. But yeah, it was just really funny. Because, like, also, he was pissed off that I couldn't understand, like, what he was talking about. I was like, someone used an argument comparing 2 teams. You were like, you can't do that. And then you did that. I don't fucking know. Who am I thinking that people on Twitter would be, you know, normal? Speaking of people on Twitter not being normal, do you know that girl? She has a podcast. Her Twitter name is The Diary of a Social Girl. She's a Rangers podcaster, I believe.
I do think I vaguely. And didn't she like get fucking mad at Jacob Trouba for something?
Yep, that guy. That
okay,
girl.
That okay. So yes, I'm with you.
I have not watched it yet, so I can't provide any context of it. But I know she stated that she is being bullied by the Rangers organization over all of this, you know. So I just thought that was funny because I scrolled past a few of my Rangers friends, and they were all, you know, talking about how she's not getting bullied. She's just being weird. But yeah, so it's a 3:30 video.
Oh, she made a whole ass manifesto?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wait.
What?
It's not even, she's not even talking. It's just, she's cutting out a Lindgren jersey. You could have tweeted out for them to leave me alone and show humility over pride, but you failed. I had to endure a stalker because of you when all I wanted was you to be on my podcast just to acknowledge the fact that you couldn't even do that much. And your teammates sat there in silence as well as hate poured in and the threats I had to endure.
What the fuck is this?
Karma's a bitch, she says. I'm sorry for believing in you and thinking you actually gave a fuck about those who have good intentions. What the fuck? Baby girl, it's just me and you, because I don't want to argue. This has to be a song, right? Yeah, so she's doing something to jerseys. Good, decent men deserve to win the Stanley Cup, not men who can't stand up against bullying and make things right. I guess I'll manifest that. Okay. Well, that was a trip.
Yeah, that's a lot of what's happening.
It's a lot of parasocial stuff going on there.
Other thing that happened in the NHL, another thing that happened in the NHL. A ref was involved in a collision with it was during the Pens Lightning game. He collided with Hayden Fleury and had to be stretchered off of the ice. It was Steve Cazzari. Mm-hmm. And he is fine, fortunately. But how fucking scary. I didn't actually see the hit. I just saw the aftermath. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Hayden Fleury was also fucked up and had to go to the room. But did you see that video?
I did, yeah.
That's scary as hell.
Listen, I give refs a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
Some of it's deservingly so. But they are always in a vulnerable position. Maybe not as much. I would say, I was thinking like with video replay, maybe they don't have to get as close to the goal or shit like that. But, you know, no, they're playing, they're working the same angles that they usually do. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, but they, you know, they're facing body checks too, stray pucks, yeah. You know, slap shots, redirections, all that shit. You know, it's always something can always go wrong, and they are not as well protected as everybody else on the ice.
Right.
So
I mean, it's a dangerous sport. I mean, a lot of sports, you know, I think baseball too, being an umpire, you are at risk. I don't really think of it as much in basketball. Or in football, but hockey, certainly it's you're in basically a little bubble with these players moving this fast, a puck moving this fast. You're not wearing the gear that they're wearing. It's a scary thing, but so that was scary. Fortunately, he is okay, even though it looked bad and he was like motionless on the ice. He is okay, which is great. A couple other things that happened. The Sharks signed Colin Graf, one of the top, well, pretty much the top college free agent. And it was sort of uncertain where he was going to go, what he was going to do.
Everybody wanted him.
Everybody wanted him. Played for Quinnipiac. You know, won a championship with them. He was the hockey player of the year in the, how do you pronounce it? The ESAC? ECAC?
Yeah, sure.
What, is it either of those?
We either call it the ECAC or the ESAC.
ESAC. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Settle down. Yeah, so that was big. Good for the Sharks, who I know need help.
Huge for the Sharks.
Yeah.
Really, like, I mean, really, really big for them. Because they're, you know, they have so much young talent. They're, you know, yeah. They have to, there has to be some kind of turnaround at some point, and this just helps.
Yeah. I have to, you know, give it to the Sharks. I'm hoping in a few years they'll understand losing Tomas Hertl, Erik Karlsson, although again, I think that that is addition by subtraction. They've had to do a lot of restructuring. Another team that will no longer be doing any restructuring, the Toronto Maple Leafs affiliate, the Growlers, is that what they're called? Yeah, the Growlers, their ECHL affiliate, cease operations entirely, which is unfortunate.
They were, you know when this happened?
When?
They were in Worcester.
Were
and
they
I,
really?
Their bus, so they were here for a weekend or something. Down at DCU, I was walking past. I was like, "Oh, the Growlers, yeah." The next day, I see their ceased operations. I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "But they were right here. They were just here."
Yeah, I mean, they won the ECHL's Cup, the Kelly Cup, a few years ago. They've been pretty successful. Liljegren played for them, Timothy Liljegren. Our very own Justin Brazeau played for them at one point. But they just didn't have the fan base. They're Newfoundland, by the way. And so that means that the players who are on those contracts immediately become free agents and are free to join any rival team for the rest of the year. And those who are currently on NHL or AHL deals can't play in the ECHL again this season. So you have to worry about those players who, like, maybe had just gotten called up to the AHL. And it sucks. And I have to say, like, I know. Excuse me, Grace Down. I'd be heartbroken if the Maine Mariners ceased being a team. I was heartbroken when the Portland Pirates were no longer an AHL team. But it's, you know, we know the ECHL is a tough market. You're selling, you know, presumably third tier hockey. And while we have seen success stories like Timothy Liljegren, like Justin Brazeau, doesn't happen that frequently. And so it's hard to sell unless you're in a good market for it, which, for example, I think that Portland, Maine is, especially after we lost the Pirates.
I just want to bring up the fact that I'm pretty sure we just beat them 9-3 or 9-9 to something. Yeah, just an FYI.
Who did?
The Railers.
The Railers beat the Mariners or the Growlers?
The Mariners. Oh, let me double check.
Fuck you. I hope your franchise folds next.
Bro, they're gonna.
Fucking Railers. Suck my ass.
I went to one game, right? And they started calling me, being like, "Oh, you need to get to another game again." Like, they're who I assume they're, sorry, I was looking for their schedule. The people who, like, sell tickets and such. I was like, was like, I'm actually an optometry student, and I can't really get to too many games. So, I'm really sorry.
I love whenever I
Oh, nine to five.
Oh, sorry. Shut up then. You're so dramatic.
It was 9 goals.
I love whenever I'm doing this podcast, and I always record in bed now because my TV is on my desk. There's always some point in the recording where I lay down. So here we are. But that, I believe, is most of the big news besides the shit show that's happening. Additionally, Sidney Crosby. I will just throw this out there as a little shout out because I do like Sidney Crosby. So I'm not.
Are we not shouting out Sidney Crosby right now?
Yeah, for a reason. He has averaged a point per game for his 19th straight season, which is crazy.
I thought it was just going to be like, hey, good job.
Hey, shout out Sidney Crosby for some reason. But that ties Gretzky's record for consecutive point per games. Consecutive point per game seasons in a row.
I could do that.
Couldn't we all? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Put me on. Bro. Don't put me in net. Because if you put me in net in, like, you know, the 70s, I'm not stopping a thing. But you get me on the ice, I bet I could score many times.
What? In,
like, with the 1970s goalies?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck yeah. Old school goalies, I could score on them any day. Even with the old sticks. Even with the wooden sticks. I'm a firm believer.
That's, you know...
So if there's anyone out there that wants to take me on about this, let's do it.
Yeah. Sure, that's a test that sounds reasonable and is going to happen.
Yeah, I wanted to see how you would segue away from that.
Yeah, not well. Why don't we go to some questions from people? We have to do a key. Let's do two Kiki Boobas. We will start right now with one. Kiki Boobas.
Two?
Yeah. We're not going to do three, but we got to do two. Hannah says she combed all the episodes of the podcast, and we haven't done Kiki Booba with the Blue Jackets, Hawks, and Kings. There have to be more teams than that, because we have not gone through that many. But she
Me Hannah did not comb through the episodes as much as she said she did.
All right. Well, we're going to do the Blue Jackets. So... You know, for as long as I've been a hockey fan, I still often have to think about it for a second if the Blue Jackets spell their name as one word or two. God, they are so bad. sorry, Blue Jackets, but...
Whoa!
Oh.
How dare you share the truth?
Yeah, right. A lot of Go Blues, though, on the team. While we're on the subject of the Blue Jackets, devastating news that Boone Jenner and his partner, their baby passed away, which is so sad. And I hope that, you know, there have been a lot of sad things that have happened with the Blue Jackets, and this is just another thing on top of that, and so I hope that they are able to get the support they need, and just such a sad statement that they put out. So if people have extra love to share, please do so towards them, because that's literally the saddest thing I can think of.
Oh yeah.
And obviously it's tough when it's your captain, you know, who is probably so used to, like, being the guy that people lean on. And so I hope that he's able to get the same sort of support from his team, which I'm sure he is, and his partner, too. I don't know if they're married or not, but... all right. Are you ready for Kiki Booba?
Am I ever?
Do you have the Blue Jackets roster pulled up?
I fear.
All right. Let's start with some Go Blues right off the bat. Adam Fantilli.
That's a hard one to start with. I'm going to go Booba.
I think he's Kiki.
I think you're wrong. I think you need to the warm-up time today.
No, I'm confident in that one. All right, how about Kent Johnson? Another Go Blue.
Oh, that's a Kiki man, for sure.
Yeah, he's Kiki as fuck. We could only do fucking Michigan people. Nick Blankenberg.
I don't know.
He's Booba, I think. Booba? And he's also just Booba in real life.
I can see Booba. Okay.
Like when I've seen him. I'll tell you another thing. He's definitely not 5'9". That's a lie. In skates, maybe.
Ouch.
All right, another Go Blue, Zach Werenski.
Booba, but like dash Kiki, like a
yeah,
little bit.
Booba, he's got some Kiki features. I agree. Yeah. All right. How about Adam Boqvist, the younger brother of Jesper Boqvist?
Kiki.
Yeah, he's Kiki. They're both Kiki. Jesper, or Jesper. Didn't he say? I think he said that the J is pronounced one time.
Yep.
I'm not doing Provorov. He can suck my nuts. Marchenko, who I had no idea is younger than me.
Wait, what? When?
July 21st, 2000.
Oh.
Why did I always think he was older and he looks old? It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna go Kiki.
Yeah, I think he's Kiki. Can we talk about how Matthew Olivier looks like a person who would be from Biloxi, Mississippi? You know?
Yeah.
Also, I had no idea there was somebody from Biloxi, Mississippi in the NHL. I mean, I obviously know Matthew Olivier, but first of all, very French-sounding name. I would have assumed he was from, like,
yeah,
Quebec. But sure, Mississippi. Must have been tough growing up in Mississippi with that name. Matthew spelled that way. You know, the French way.
Yeah.
All right, how about Cole Sillinger?
The world's enemy. Kiki.
Yeah. I can't believe Tate McRae dated him.
There's so many hotter NHL players, dude. Come on.
I know. Yeah, seriously. All right. How about our dear old friend, Sean Corrali?
Oh, my God. I have to say Booba.
I'm tempted to
maybe
say
I'm
Booba,
crowded
but
on bias.
I was about to say, I think it's my bias that I like Sean Corrali, that's coming through.
I feel like I remember him as a silly guy too, you know? Like
Yeah. Johnny Gaudreau?
Sorry, I wanted a fry. Booba.
All right, let's go to the goalies here.
Yeah.
Let's start with Elvis Merzlikins, whose picture is hilarious.
I can't. I'm zooming in. He's so cute.
He's a little weirdo.
He's so cute. He's Booba.
He's Booba. He is. It's a cute picture.
I love him so much.
I do as well. I'm a big fan of Merzlikins. Jet Greaves.
Another Booba, for sure.
Yeah. They continue the Booba trend. I do love how they put the, like, catch it, like, the, because usually when you see catches, like, it says what hand they catch with. I'm thinking, like, baseball, you know, like, they say throws right, but now for goalies, it's catches. They should do that for all the players. Like, they should just say what they would catch if they were a goalie. You know, like,
yeah,
I think that'd be fun. I'd love to know.
I forgot that Malcolm Subban played his first game in about 2 years.
Did he? The other night. Did he?
Yeah, he played last night. He played at Carolina. He had 35 saves. I mean, they lost, but then 3 goals.
Oh, you're telling me the Blue Jackets lost to the Carolina Hurricanes? No
they
way.
Got shut out. Yeah. By the way, this is our 2012 24th overall draft pick.
Yeah, I did know that we drafted Subban. Malcolm Subban, that is.
Yeah, but 24. First round. We used that on Malcolm Subban.
We've made some questionable draft picks in our time. You know, thinking about, like, Johnny Beecher is really the only one that has played a regular minutes. And I do have to admit, there's been a fruit fly in my room all fucking day and it's pissing me off. He's been looking great since he slotted back into the lineup. And it's making me go, Jim Montgomery, what the fuck were you doing without him in the lineup? But we were all kind of saying that for a long time. But that said, getting to some, is she sure we haven't done the Kings also now that I'm thinking about this? Because I could have sworn that I'm one time that we talked about Pierre-Luc Dubois as Kiki or Booba.
I don't know.
All right.
It's my least favorite segment, so I try to get it out of my head.
Oh my god, you're so annoying. Shock Maine, who I love. He is just wonderful and so funny. Asked, is a corner brownie better than the one in the middle? I've never liked the edges. I know some people love the edges of brownies. I don't.
I do not like the edges of brownies.
They make that thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
That's like all edges, yeah.
Why would you want that?
I don't know.
Why do you want a hard part?
My grandma always used to make brownies for us growing up. I don't know why she stopped. She's still, like, I made it sound like now she doesn't because she's not alive. She's very much alive. She just makes other desserts instead. But I always hated the edges, and I don't understand how people like them. Why that's people's favorite. Can somebody who likes edge brownies explain to me why you prefer edge brownies? It's
liking edge brownies.
Jesus Christ.
It gives off Kiki. I'm not gonna lie. Major Kiki vibes.
Real.
Yeah.
That's real. I'd love to ask these players that we've assigned Kiki Booba to how they prefer their brownies and see the overlap between the Kiki flares and the non and the Booba flares.
Maybe one day.
Shockmane also asked our current music favorites. I've been really into the extended version of Olivia Rodrigo's new album, Guts.
Me too.
Stranger goes hard.
Mm-hmm. Obsessed. So I was just talking about this with one of my friends when I went to go pick up my food. I was like, I've been so fucking busy. I have not added another song to my... Like, the way that I've been usually do songs is I just add it to my liked playlist and that's it. I was like, I haven't added a song in such a long time. I haven't, like, listened to really any new music. I only really listened to a few songs. I haven't listened to the entire Olivia Rodrigo, like, extended version yet. So if anybody has any music recs, feel free to let me know.
Well, just like 11 more days before Taylor's album comes out.
I'm so excited.
But yeah, I'm super excited for Taylor's album. It's gonna destroy me emotionally, mentally, physically. But I'm really excited.
It's probably gonna ruin me.
Yeah, it might ruin my life. We'll see. on a another shock main question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny was it for me to post optometry
I can say lawyer. I can say law school.
Exam questions on Lauren's question thing. By the way, her response slayed. Did he send you on like your ask?
Yeah, he sent me a few. It was pretty funny. I was like, I don't know this yet. I don't know this yet. Because like we do like all entrance testing like the first year. So it's kind of just like what the techs do, and then you learn, and then it's like now you are acting as the doctor. So yeah, I don't know any diseases yet.
Jordan asked, I was gonna say Lauren asked, Jordan asked, what are our ideal defensive pairings for the Bruins for game one? That's a great question. Because I mean, like, I feel like we are pretty confident in our top four defensemen, period. But what pairings? I don't know, Lauren. What do you think? Who do you see game one? Who would you like to see?
I think that I really enjoyed the pairings from the Florida game. And I especially like watching Peak and Spoon.
Mm-hmm.
They have been, you know, just big bodies out there that I think personally we could have used last year.
Wait, hold on one
second.
But, so, Lauren, so you said you liked the way that we looked for the Cats, which was that McAvoy, Grizzlick, Lindholm, Carlo, and then, or was it McAvoy? No, I think that was it.
I think, to be honest, for me, I do feel like those first two pairings are just kind of, you know, variable. I think it's who you're going to play as your third pairing, who, not to say is the most important, obviously it's not, but it does, as we've seen in the past, certainly play a role if you have someone who is hurt back there. Even if they're on the ice for a few minutes, that could still lose you a game.
Hey, why are you making Derek Forward catch strays right now?
I didn't. You did. You assumed.
You all but said it. Jesus Christ. I like Lo Rai and I like Shattenkirk, and I think that they also are going to be perfectly fine. I'm torn between, you know, do we want to keep it consistent or do we want to keep people fresh? But I think that no matter what, I feel a lot more confident right now in our, you know, third string defenseman than I did earlier in the season, where it felt like we were just grasping at straws and could not figure it out. Now I feel like with Peak and Wotherspoon now being reliably in the lineup, I think that it's a good combination there. What else did people say? Let's see. How would you structure the bottom six come playoffs? This is from Jimbo. And is there a team you'd want to avoid in the first round? I mean, yeah, if my options are between the Lightning and whatever dog shit team gets in otherwise, yeah, I'd rather take the dog shit team. Well, Lauren, here, let me ask you this. Would you rather win the President's Trophy and get the dog shit team, or don't win the President's Trophy and you're taking on the Lightning?
I want to take on the Lightning. Why not? What else are we going to do? The dog shit team? Yeah, you know how well we play against dog shit teams? We don't.
Yeah, I mean, just saw Marie's question and I cannot believe that she asked it. All right, but otherwise, how would you structure the bottom six come playoffs? I mean, cooking is the Heinen pasta Zaka line. Cooking. Keep it. Don't touch it. I don't want anybody to go near it.
Yeah.
Second line, obviously you want Marshawn up there and you want Coyle up there, I think. But then the rest, even like that the third person on that line, I guess DeBrusk. What do you think about bottom six? What do you hope to see? I mean, obviously, I think we're all hoping Brazo is back soon, a.k.a. Wayne Gretzky. But he was injured. He hurt his shoulder in a collision against – who were we playing that day? It was right before the Canes game. I think it might have been the Predators, which sucked. But regardless, Lauren, what do you think? How would you like to see the bottom six structured?
I feel like it's not really who I want. It's who I don't want.
That's a good... All right, then let's go with that. Who do you not want?
Until he shows me any type of longevity whatsoever. And to be fair, that's not completely fair because he's, you know, being taken out occasionally. But he's also had most of the season to show me something is Lauko. I know a lot of people might be mad at me about that. I don't really care. Because he just isn't the same player who we expected him to be from the past season coming on. And it's just, I think, more frustrating than anything because I like him. I think he's a good player. But I just think that he's not giving us, I just think that he's not showing us what we need from him. And also, I think that managing JVR's time is really important and making sure that, you know, when called upon, you can slide someone else in there and the line will be just fine. So, yeah.
Couldn't find my unmute button. I agree. I think that Lauko has not performed the way that I would like him to. I would much rather have Beecher, Brazo, Boqvist, in over him if those are our other options. Another funny thing, just talking about fruit fly. Another thing that they were talking about on ESPN that I thought was interesting is that Charlie Coyle, should he play in the next four games, this will be his fifth season playing in every single NHL game. Knock on wood, obviously. You know, the guy that kind of does the stuff that goes without celebration and applause and impressive that he's had this longevity and ability to stay healthy. Again, knocking on wood, don't worry. Do you see Marie's question?
Yes.
What? Why did she ask that? She said, if you were a furry, what would your fursona be? First of all, I'm not even 100% confident what a fursona is. I'm gonna look it up.
Is that like,
is that what animal you are? What is a fursona?
Is it what color you are?
Fursona, they're personalized animal characters.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
You know, one that people have told me before in my life and that I still think rings true today. I think it was truer when I was, like, back in middle school, but probably still true now. Any version of, like, a very scary, large animal, like a tiger, a lion, but a baby version. Where it's like, they're still threatening and they can be kind of scary at first, but then they're just tripping over their fucking paws, you know? And you're like, oh, you're not a problem. You're not a threat. What about you, Lauren?
Manatee, all day, every day.
Why?
I will never not want to be a manatee.
I also want to be a manatee.
They just sit there and they do nothing and they don't care. they're just eating all day. It sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to be a manatee.
See, there we go. There you go.
Very true. I got to see a lot of them down in Florida. They're cool little guys. They're actually huge, so I don't know why I said little guys. But okay,
I'm like a manatee if it was like tiny. I'm like the short version of a manatee. Like,
yeah, yes, you are. But Marie, I don't know, my fursona. I hate even thinking about being a furry in any stretch of the imagination.
Whoa, that's furriest.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I won't. I never do.
Nice.
No, sure. Good friend I have here. Try to break a fever. This is all I have for you today. That's fair.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that one, Marie. Marvelous Mike 94 asked our favorite Bruins players growing up. I know Lawrence, I think.
Who was it?
Tuukka and Tim.
Yeah.
Tuukka and Timmy. Is Tuukka your favorite, or are you still Tim Thomas stan above all else?
Tuukka is my favorite. 100%.
Good call.
Yeah. That's too many today.
Sorry.
Am I not entertaining enough? Or maybe it's a you thing.
Maybe you're a bitch.
I don't think that's a maybe. I need to go buy a dress tomorrow.
A lot of things happening. Why do you need a dress?
For the eyeball.
Oh, that stupid fucking thing. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey.
I bet it's going to be really fun. Where is it? Where are they doing it?
Somewhere in Worcester. I literally don't know.
Bet it'll be a
It's
a,
like a hotel type thing.
Yeah.
But
you're in a hotel right now. You probably have a ballroom. Wonder what they turned the ballroom into.
No. That's where we have our ceremonies.
Really?
Graduation in there. There was my white coat ceremony was in there. And then they just do like a bunch of like. They did like a World Health Day the other day. They had like a bunch of stations, and you go around and collect things, and so they do a lot of those, a lot of food nights and such. But
and that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So yeah, and it is still called the ballroom because they haven't taken the signs down.
That's so fucking. I love this half-assed job that they did converting, this old hotel into a. Because it's built just like a Hilton. Like, everything I've seen of it, it's literally just like a Hilton. My favorite Bruins player, though, growing up, that's a really good question. I guess Chara or Bergeron, even Marchand. Like, because for me, growing up, I was, you know, that is my growing up. I'm still kind of growing up.
Yeah, sorry,
and so
guys.
If you're counting right now, Charlie McAvoy and Dan Snyder, obviously. But, Gracia, I think that's an indication that we should stop this because I do have to edit it before tomorrow. Lauren, do you have any parting thoughts for our incredible listeners? You are so funny right now.
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't done anything.
Okay. Lauren, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners, whatever?
Our viewers, I hope you didn't look into the sun, because then you would have to be my patient. Also, I had something to say. It's kind of gone now. Oh, yeah, if you did look into the sun and you're experiencing any symptoms, don't DM me, call your doctor.
DM'd you?
No, some people have, like, not my friends. Which, like, if you're my friend, that's fine. I will give you some kind, friendly facts.
Ah, yes.
Yes. But if I do not know you, please, God, do not send me pictures of your eyes. I am not a doctor. I am trying to become one.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, folks, it's been a beautiful recording with all of you. I hope you have an incredible day. Life. Well, I say that like I'm not going to talk to you again. I'll see you next week. But oh, I'm going to get the fruit fly right now. I see him. It's like hard because like my charger is right there.
She's going to miss.
I think I got him.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did! Ew, why does he have blood in him? Oh, now he's on my sheets. Gross. All right. Well, that's a good way to end. See you all soon. Smooches. Bye.